cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus is going to rebuild her house in Malibu after it burned down during the Woolsey Canyon wildfire in 2018. The singer filed paperwork in Malibu earlier this month to begin restructuring the $2.5 million property. Cyrus revealed in November of 2018 that her home suffered significant damage when the deadly fires hit the region.
Yeah.
Liam Payne had an impromptu nude photo shoot.
What?
After a photographer posted a picture of him on Instagram. In the picture, Payne is butt naked, sitting in one of the photographer's chairs. The photographer captioned the photo with the joke writing, "Get off my chair," at Liam Payne. About upcoming projects, Payne recently said, "I've got to work and collaborate with some of the most amazing people so far, and that just keeps happening. We have 3 new songs that I'm working on and some great friends who have come written more amazing songs for me." Yeah, I'm about to go and look at this new photo of Liam Payne because I need to see that.
For sure.
Kanye West is wealthy again.
Hey.
After bottoming out 3 years ago, hospitalized with temporary psychosis while apparently $53 million in debt.
Dang.
The rapper and business mogul is now the cover of Forbes and crediting his comeback to an old love, sneakers. Kanye says, "I am a product guy at my core. To make products that make people feel an immense amount of joy and solve issues and problems in their life, that's the problem solving I love to do." His Yeezy shoe line, now with Adidas after launching with Nike in 2009, is expected to bank over $1.5 billion in 2019 and earned West $150 million pre-tax over the past year.
Dang.
And it's nothing new. West sketched sneakers back in middle school, he says, and first designed a shoe for a Japanese company in 2007. Forbes notes Kanye's shoe brilliance, how his Yeezy Boost 350s resemble Lamborghinis and sell out in calculated 40,000 pair drops, but his eccentricities also stand out. The floors of his Stark, LA home are made of a rare Belgian plaster that requires a crew to fly in from Europe if it gets scuffed. He credits his creative imagination partly to bipolarity, which he calls a superpower, and he's designing structures based on Luke Skywalker's original home on Tatooine for the homeless to live in. We talked about that yesterday, and Kanye's savvy too, owning 100% of Yeezy and ranking third on the Forbes list of highest paid celebrities behind only Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner. Could you imagine if, like, your youngest sister-in-law was richer than you? That'd be kind of weird.
No, that's crazy.
And the 42-year-old sees no end. He says, "We've only experienced a small glimmer of light."
Man, talk about a come-up. $53 million in debt, and now you're about to make $1 billion.
Right. And also, I love Kanye, and I love this, and I think, like, he can just really make an impact, too, with, like, mental health awareness.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for him.
Yep.
ASAP Rocky has canceled all European festival performances for July after being detained in a Swedish prison. So his manager said he will be detained for an unknown period of time for acting in self-defense during an altercation that took place. We've talked about that for like the past 3 days.
Yeah, free ASAP.
Yes. In total, ASAP Rocky is canceling 7 performances while prosecutors decide whether or not to charge him for aggravated assault.
Is he canceling out of spite, or is he canceling because he's stuck in jail?
He's canceling because he's stuck in jail, and they have no idea when he's going to be out, if ever. Cardi B's daughter, Culture, had her very first birthday yesterday, and so Cardi shared a song that she wrote for her while she was pregnant.
I'm seeing all my business while I scroll on the phone. I was hoping that we could have this moment alone, but ain't no secret that the internet is safe with. And with these blogs, it seems like nothing is sacred. I ain't even need you and I love you to death. Perform live on TV, I hit you under my dress. We did the ruffles and fur coats 100 different ways, but seems like you getting larger every day. I'm overwhelmed, the pressure's starting to swell. The time to turn in my album is winding down. So I locked in, started working, I was driven. Hearing public opinions about my private decisions. And that right there, see, enough to drive you crazy. Complete strangers talking about my baby. Coming from people that never used to check for me. They brought opinions, but nothing off the registry. Cardi, you so stupid, you gon' ruin your career. I know I won't, but if I did, I wouldn't care. I started winning when the whole world was doubting on me. Think I'ma lose when my little baby counting on me.
I think that is so cute and precious. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a garbage.